And I'm thinking for the private group, you know, for a couple minutes, what would they like to hear from you? And I think, I mean, I'm open to suggestions of what you want insider type people who are aware of this stuff to focus on and know about in particular. But I would say the attitude that you expressed at the end of the show, which will now be a week ago when this group hears this part, not to spend too much time focusing on worrying about, you know, the resistance and what nonsense that they're doing. I think that's a really big deal, because where you put your attention, what we're finding out on subtle levels is that that's creative and it actually affects your real world experience. So anything that you want to say about how you've developed that attitude, so you're not just giving up, you know, which actually you would have done a long time ago if you were inclined in that direction. And any post book developments that you'd like to bring up, anything like that, to bring people up to date on the current situation?
Well, I'm very concerned about the reports now, some of which have been published in scientific journals about prions. I became aware of prion research by the U.S. government some years ago. And when this began to pop up symptomatically as a result of either COVID or the vaccines, I really became alarmed. And the first tip off, and I didn't include this in the book because I really tried to kind of focus on non-medical issues and maybe structural issues, legal issues, how all this was finessed.
Right.
But I did cover about a year ago for Activist Post, I covered one of the first indications, which was in an article, a scientific article by Dr. Stephanie Seneff of MIT.
Yeah.
Who first was beginning to explore the idea that there were prions involved in the vaccines. And now there is another report that was published having to do, I believe, with victims in France who were also vaccinated and developed prion disease. And I think this is very dangerous. And
just tell anybody that's not familiar with the term what you understand by prion.
Prion disease, also been called mad cow disease, Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease. It is a degenerative neurological disease for which there is no known treatment or cure. And basically it turns your brain to mush and you die.
Yeah, it's not good. And the prion itself is this little tiny infecting particle, right?
I do believe so, yes. And it was found both by Seneff and also the team in France to be associated with vaccines. So I have a concern about that, but I also really am concerned about getting more data on this water stuff, because if in fact there is an effort to lace the entire globe with this infrastructure, so anyone at any point in time can be taken out like that, simply by flipping a valve and he died of a heart attack. Oh, he died of this. Oh, he died of this. No, you know.
Water. But hard to trace back.
Hard to trace back. But the blueprints show that this is at play. And I'm really appealing, you know, I've removed myself from the United States. I won't be doing further research there. I would like to encourage people in other parts of the world, US and elsewhere, to try to duplicate the research and find out if this murderous system is also in place in their city.
And the book tells them how to do that, right?
Well, pretty much, yeah.
Because it says what you did.
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay. Have you checked in Mexican cities at all?
I have to be careful what I say.
Okay, sorry.
I'm a very delicate situation here.
Yeah, exactly. But you understand the importance of people being aware of it.
Yes. That, well, I mean, this is equivalent to having Auschwitz in every city.
Yeah, you know, exactly.
This is what they've done.
Exactly.
And anybody who steps out of line can be assaulted. Yeah. And
you know, one of the things I should have asked you, I'm really sorry I didn't, should mention it in a recorded end piece or something in the main show, was you know, people who, even if people are aware of fluoride, they would never drink the tap water because fluoride is a really nasty poison. And fluoride is a generic term now to include a whole chemical cocktail that's flowing in the water lines. But if they're not drinking it, most people take baths and showers.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Thank you. The skin is also a sense organ.
The skin is totally porous of any living thing.
Right.
Have you done any investigating into what kind of filters filter out these various elements?
People talk a lot about carbon filters. The point being here is that I don't have a determination of what exactly is in that second line. And the fact is, the way it's set up, they can run anything they want to through it.
Right.
Well, I don't know what the toxin is. And because of that, I am sort of not so eager to suggest a resolution because I don't
right.
know.
Yeah, because Dr. Artis is talking about peptides of synthetic venom, you know, parts of the proteins and stuff. And but like you said, they can just put anything in, and it's hard to get a filter that works on everything.
That's right.
But it's back to the attitude question. If you look at the depth of the global coordination of this kind of assault, which I've dug into for a long time and found right at the beginning that I had to do something with my attention or it would just be too depressing. You know, it's like a serial killer is being investigated by a police detective and they want to know where they'll strike next. So they have to understand their psychology. And a lot of the detectives that have done this have had emotional and mental problems afterwards, because when they put their attention on to study, they're absorbing the energy of the world of the criminal. Right. And you, I'm sure you ran into the same thing.
Oh, true. You know, people have brought this up to me in other times as well. And my response is, it's very important to maintain a balance in your life.
Right.
You know, what do you enjoy doing? Do you enjoy going to the symphony? Do you enjoy reading? Do you enjoy ballet? Do it. You know, just keep the balance. And also, I think it's important to stay in touch with nature.
Exactly. Yeah. And you know, beyond that, when you can be in nature, going to the symphony or whatever you like, and you're feeling better, it looks to me anyway, and I'm still learning as a beginner in all these things, but it looks to me like what's happening is not, you know, nature's the trigger, but what determines that it's helping you is what you're willing to feel. And it's your own emotions that change all the balances in your physical body. So what's needed, if you're an investigative journalist or anybody dealing with ramifications of evil, is to carry that vibration that you trigger in nature right into your investigative journalism work. Not just go back to it occasionally. You know, you have to live in that as the world. And people have objected to me and say, well, you're suggesting living in a dream world. That's not real. And I'm responding, you're living in a dream world no matter who you are, but choose your dream. You know, are you choosing to absorb the frequency of crime or, you know, terror and nightmares and stuff? Or can you make a conscious choice to live in this beautiful dream world instead? and take that as a healing element into your work. And I think if we learn how to do that in time, that could spread and be more powerful than we think.
I think that's a very strong thing.
Right. So, but you're inspiring everybody, you know, by what you're doing and not being in the mindset to give up on it or anything, no matter what. And I just think that deserves infinite support. So,
thank you.
Yeah. Thank you, Janet. I hope we didn't wear you out too much.
It was a pleasure. It was really a pleasure. Your questions were so intelligent and so conscious. And I really.
I just want to make it not another number 7,000 duplicate interview, you know. It's kind of more interesting for you, hopefully, and more like just sitting around talking, because that we're all connected. And even, you know, you understand why most people don't want to look at what's happening, because it's emotionally really distressing, unless you're doing what we mentioned last and consciously choosing what world you live in emotionally, which is the most powerful. But when you make the choice like you did, to become aware of as much as you can, even though it's horrible, you know, for the sake of exposure, you're really dealing with this emotional issue all the time.
All the time.
So we have to help each other with that, I think. So anyway, sorry to keep you so long.
Your time and for this wonderful interview.
Yeah. And we'll send you some archives and stuff.
Wonderful.
Talk to you soon.